name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Psalm 9, the 9th and 10th verses. Learning spiritual warfare. My study about demons led me to the study of angels. Since then, I've studied the doctrine of God, the doctrine of Jesus, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, and much more. Each study brings me closer into the holy realm of God through Jesus Christ. It's so exciting. The more I know what I don't know, and the more I want to learn. There are some things God cannot or will not do. He won't lie or go back on his word. He won't fail to keep his promises. He won't disrespect the Godhead, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or disappoint us. He stays true to his teachings and won't tell us to do anything against his word or retract our firm foundation of salvation through Jesus. That's an amen. One of the most beneficial results from all my study is a greater knowledge of spiritual warfare. I now know what it is, how it affects me and others, and what to do about it to win. I had to nearly have a nervous breakdown before I discovered the blessing of knowing what our daily battles are all about. As somebody expressed it, there's a messing before the blessing. That's a shame, but it's often so true. We learn very little when things are going well. It's when things are at their worst that we finally yield our arrogance and pride to the only one who can do our helpless souls any good, God, our Heavenly Father. Because there's a blessing in the mess, and keep on trusting God and praising his name, he's truly in control. The feeling of nearly losing my mind over the stress and tension of my life didn't go away immediately. I still had periods of discontentment and unsettlement because my problems were not resolved. But my reactions to the situation changed from anxiety to adjustment and from anger to acknowledgement. The knowledge I gained helped me look more closely at me, my surroundings, my family and friends, and at the things that might attract demon spirits. If these spirits were alive and intelligent and had those qualities I learned about, they were something to reckon with. I didn't want to invite them into my life, and I didn't want them to get in through somebody.